World Youth Day, the semi-annual international meeting of young Roman Catholics, is set to begin next week in Toronto. Despite the attendance of the Pope, the number of people registered is far below expectations. Initially, organizers estimated 750,000 would attend, but in April they downgraded that to 450,000, and in May the number was cut by another 100,000. As of today, less than 200,000 registrations have been received. NPR's Duncan Moon reports.
The reason cited most often for the low number of registrants is fear of another terrorist attack. Since 9/11, parents are just not keen for their children to travel long distances to participate in large public gatherings. Professor Mark Monkwitz Stanley directs the Youth Theological Initiative at Emory University, which runs a 4-week ecumenical summer program for rising high school seniors. He says enrollments in his program are down 50% this year, and that he's not alone.
In talking with my colleagues around the country who have seen a very similar sort of trend, it's not just a religious phenomenon. It seems to be anything from cheerleading camps to basketball to youth theological programs and events like the Catholic Youth Day.
But the sexual abuse scandal that has battered the Catholic Church for months may also be to blame for low numbers for World Youth Day. Winstanley says as a Catholic educator who has worked with youth for 20 years, it is clear to him that Catholic youth are extremely frustrated with the church as an institution, and many are furious at the way church leaders handled the scandal. A recent Gallup poll suggests Winstanley's appraisal is right on target. The poll shows that Americans' confidence in organized religion is the lowest it has been since Gallup began taking the poll in 1973. And Frank Newport, the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll, says the big drop is among Catholics, that Protestants stayed about the same.
I think it's quite reasonable to say that the reason we saw the big drop this year compared to last year is, in fact, all of the visibility and publicity given the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church.
Previous Gallup polls show that religion usually ranks near the top of institutions that people trust most. Last year, it was second only to the military. This year, it dropped to sixth, behind the military, police, the presidency, the Supreme Court, and even banks. Newport says the last time that religion dropped so sharply in public opinion was during the Protestant televangelism scandals of the late 1980s. Professor Winstanley says the loss of confidence in the institution does not mean a loss of faith in God. But he says if the leadership of the Catholic Church has lost the confidence of Catholic youth, it must do whatever is necessary to earn it back, that they cannot afford to fail.
Youth are not the future of the church. They are the present reality of the church. They're the core. They're the ones that pass on the faith values. And if youth are voting with their feet not to be part of this community, I think we'll lose the core of what we're about.
But officials at World Youth Day remain optimistic that the number of registrations will rise significantly in the final days before it begins next week, and will continue to rise during the event. Spokesperson Christina Parsons says there's a precedent for that, World Youth Day 1997 in Paris.
In Paris, they had so few people registered before the event began that there was a lot of nervousness, and the press were just raking them through the coals, like, oh, the young French people are never going to come, and this is going to be a big disaster. Well, what was the big disaster was trying to process all the people arriving at the last minute for the registration. So I really have total confidence that there'll be a lot of people that come to World Youth Day in Toronto in 2002.
Parsons says there is one more powerful incentive for people to come to World Youth Day this year. The Pope will make several appearances and say Mass during the event. And given his age and poor health, she says, this might be his last visit to North America. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.